bro.
The best of Africa. Hello, Africa. Tell me how you do. Only on Best Mornings. Hello, motherland.
Every week we tap into the continent of Africa. We see what's happening in the African continent. Today we stay here in South Africa as we explore shortage of vets in South Africa. What could be the solution?
Right, so South Africa is facing a significant shortage of veterinarians, as Sabi alluded to, impacting animal health, food security and public health. Now the country has far fewer vets than international standards, with a high immigration rate and relatively low number of grads each year. We're joined by Dr. Ziyanda Majokweni Kwalela, who's the president of the South African Veterinary Association, to help us understand this better. Very good morning to you, Doc. Thank you so much for joining us on Best Mornings.
Morning to yourselves, Candice and DJ Sabi, and to your listeners as well. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you for making a time to chat to us this morning. What could be the main reason that we are running low of vets in this republic?
The biggest challenge that we have is probably that we don't produce enough veterinarians, and the ones that we produce, probably about 80% of them end up leaving the country to go and work elsewhere in the UK, mostly in the UK, but you also get vets going to New Zealand, Australia, and so on. So that is our biggest problem. And of course, then the pipeline is also a challenge, because you have to have children with their aptitude for mathematics and science, which are the subjects that are required. And then once from that pool, there is a competition between veterinary science, medicine, actuarial sciences, accounting, and so on. So we find from that pool, because probably a lot of people don't know about veterinary science and so on, we tend to lose a lot of those young people to the other professions rather than being into veterinary science.
Oh wow, that's interesting, because growing up, when I was a child, all my friends wanted to become vets. So it's crazy hearing the stats now, but we also understand that vets are immigrating, as we mentioned, to other countries. Do we know which countries these are, and why exactly are they just getting more attractive job offers?
They definitely are getting attractive job offers, but it's also other aspects. It's the work-life balance. It's of course, veterinarians are not immune to the challenges that ordinary South Africans experience. So at times, safety and security is also a challenge. Salaries are also cited as reason for leaving, but it's a combination of those. So we do find that the vets then tend to leave and go to other countries. Working conditions are a major thing, particularly in the rural areas, where you don't particularly have very well manned clinics and so on. Of course, sometimes within the state service, we don't have enough resources to do everything that we would like to do. So we also find that there are challenges there as well.
Doc, do we know what the salary gap is? Sorry, Sabi. Between a vet and a doctor, medical doctor. Let's say, for instance, and I mean, I'm not factual on this, you can correct me. Let's say a medical doctor's salary is 80 grand before tax per month. What would a vet's then be in comparison?
If it were 80 grand, probably for a vet, you would be looking at a starting salary of about 50.
Okay.
For particularly in private practice, because remember, private practices, we don't have the hospital model, essentially. So you find that there's a lot of infrastructure that one has to buy for them to be able to function within that. So the overheads are high, and then the clinician, who is the principal owner, cannot pay a very high salary to clinicians that would work under him or her within that particular clinic. I think in South Africa we probably need to relook our policy, particularly in terms of creating access in particularly rural areas. We probably need to find some way of subsidizing the veterinary services within that, and have a model that is hybrid between the state probably having clinicians private veterinarians, in inverted commas, performing some of the state functions so that you're able to provide the services, you know, throughout the country and have that subsidized in some way so that we're able to place them there and be intentional about having veterinary access for all in South Africa.
That is so true. Thank you very much for touching on that, because I was about to ask you about the solutions. Mm. But for someone listening and would like to get in touch or see the amazing work that you guys do as an association, is there a channel you can direct us to?
Yes, we have a channel. We're on X, Sava Assos. We Sava Asso, A-S-S-O, S-A-V-A-A-S-S-O. We also, you can also get us on sava.co.za, www.sava.co.za. So that's our what do you call it?
Your channels of
internet.
Yes.
Our internet, yeah, that's our internet.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Zianda. We truly appreciate the time. To all the high school students, if you want to be a doctor and you love animals, here's an opportunity that exists. Look into it, because it looks like there might be so much potential, because there's a shortage of vets in the country. We'll load up the chats at metrofm.co.za.